This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Wednesday, July 9th. Are lean hog futures consolidating? For now, it would appear so, after pulling back from the highs seen on June 24th. New trading ranges are presently being developed, although the contracts that would be considered to be representative of Q4 2025 are seeing a bit more support than the nearbys. This is likely a function of supply-side tightness speculation that stands in sharp contrast to what the Quarterly Hogs and Pigs report had to say on the matter, but market watchers will simply have to wait and see who is correct on the PRRS issue. PRRS impact may be present, but it's not acute. Weekly slaughter is only 0.9% lower than year ago, year to date, 0.2% higher than the 3-year average, but 1.9% lower than what the Hogs and Pigs report implied would be available for the past 6 marketing weeks. Meanwhile, the value of the pork cutout has not really carved out a solid trend this week. On Monday, net cutout value was $3.28 higher. Yesterday, it pulled back $1.48 US 100 weight. The cutout will be watched very closely because last week, the net carcass value was down $8.29 for the first weekly move lower in 7 weeks. In other years like 2021 and 2022, a similar pullback was observed around the same time of year, and support afterward developed into the first week of August. However, the August high in 2021 was not marked a near high, which instead was reached in the third week of June. It's literally 50-50 this year, so if demand signals start to hint at any weakness, lean hog futures would likely correct lower. But for now, the fundamentals are simply too strong for a sell-off.